Tak man, how would you sum that up tonight?
Difficult. It was a tough night. We're all disappointed that, you know, we wanted to keep our home record intact, but, you know, respect it, Dundalk, we came here tonight and they caused us a few problems. I think the goals ultimately are down to ourselves in terms of our decision making, but, you know, I thought there was a lot of pluses tonight. You know, we're not doing moral defeats, but at the same time, you know, we'll learn from this and we'll move on. But, you know, Dundalk are the best team in the country by some distance, in my opinion. And, you know, for long periods tonight, we made it difficult for them.
Of course, if you had taken your chances in the first half, it could have been a different game.
No, we've had chances in the game, and that's a pleasing aspect of it. You know, it's disappointing we haven't taken them. But, you know, I thought in patches tonight, we played very well. But you just can't afford to give away goals to the best team in the country in the way that we did. But, you know, commitment-wise and effort-wise and you know, in large parts of the game, we were very good with the ball and we created chances. And Gary Rogers has made a lot of good saves in the game. But, you know, whenever you've got chances from set pieces and that's the difference. If you take them chances, then it's more of a game. But I'm disappointed. The players are disappointed. But ultimately, we know that, you know, we've done a lot of good in the game tonight, and to be fair, the Derry public have got behind us again in their numbers, and hopefully we can take that into the next game and make sure that we get 3 points in the next one.
Well, the international break is here now. Do you welcome that, or would you rather continue on?
I'd rather continue on, to be honest, because look, we've lost a game here. We've lost a game against the best team in the country, but, you know, I think everybody, if they sit back and analyse it, there's a lot of good in the game tonight. There was a lot of effort. The players ran. They ran and they worked extremely, extremely hard. We've created chances. It's a different ball game when you're not creating chances, you know, but we've defended really well for long periods and we've attacked very well for periods in the game, but ultimately the two goals have came from, I feel, opportunities that we had to clear the ball and they deal with that onslaught. But at the same time, look, when you look back on the game, there's maybe not as much in it as what people may think, but we've lost a game and we're not really in the habit of wanting to lose any more games here.
Of course, you had to take Peter Cherry off. What is the latest with Peter?
Peter's got a bang in his other hand. He was carrying a knock from the last game in his right hand, and he's obviously took a real bad knock on his left hand this time round. But, you know, Peter made a wonderful save in the first half. But ultimately, we were never really stretched. I think Dean Jarvis has missed a chance in the second half. But apart from that, we haven't really give up too many clear-cut chances to them. But, you know, we were good in the game tonight without being outstanding. We're disappointed at the goals we give away, but again, it's something that we need to improve and work on.
Thank you, Daniel.